Meanwhile, as we go north, dangerous conditions are continuing to hamper rescue efforts in the northeast of New South Wales. Approximately 20,000 people have been evacuated, with the State Emergency Service completing more than 200 flood rescues. There's heavy rainfall that has eased, but severe weather warnings remain in place. Lismore, well, they have been the hardest hit. Many Lismore residents spent in evacuation centres as the water from the Wilson River continued to rise. Now, it rose above its levee and into Lismore's CBD early this morning. And for local homes and businesses, it's been a catastrophe. Tim Davies, the Nine News reporter, is in Lismore at the moment. He joins us live. Tim, good afternoon. How's everyone holding up?
Ben, good afternoon to you. Yeah, look, I mean, these are some pretty resilient people here in Lismore. They have seen floods before, but it has been a very long time since they've seen anything like this. Coming to you this afternoon from Dydham Street in Lismore, which, to give you some perspective, it's around a kilometre back from where the Wilson's River actually flows down beside the town of Lismore, beside the CBD. At the moment, Ben, I'm looking at front fences with letterboxes that completely submerged. It's probably only about a metre or not even in some homes where in this particular street, where if that water was to come up any more, it would certainly be in those homes and no doubt extensive property losses there.
Is there any way of calculating at this point, Tim, how many people have had their homes and businesses damaged?
Streets and streets. I couldn't give you a figure on how many homes, but I've spoken to a number of people. I just spoke to one lady just about 5 minutes ago, and she was in tears. She said that they just didn't think that this was going to happen, that the water would get over that levee bank, which was built in 2005 to try and prevent something like this happening. That levee bank was built at 11 metres, Ben. So, the fact that we've gone 11 metres, 11.55 is where it is currently sitting. And I've just been told by the SES that they are expecting the water here in the township of Lismore to continue rising. It probably has another foot and a half to go this afternoon. And just where I'm standing at the moment now, I can see that water. It just continues to creep up on you. And a couple of steps back and then a couple of minutes later, you're taking a few more steps back because that water just comes up to greet you.
Our thoughts with everyone in Lismore. Thanks for your time, Tim. We'll see you on Nine News tonight.
You will, Ben. Thank you.
Tim Davies, the Nine News reporter. So the mayor of Lismore says it's likely that the area will be declared a disaster zone. Lismore City Council is advising residents in some areas to boil their water before consuming.